Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Acharya are having a playful argument. Nityananda Prabhu says to Sri Advaita Acharya, and then we'll hear Srila Prabhupada's rather lengthy purport against Mayavad philosophy. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy, Nityananda Prabhu said to Sri Advaita Acharya, does not accept anything but the one Brahman. And here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The impersonal monist does not believe that God is the only object of worship and that the living entities are his eternal servants. According to the monists, God and the devotees may be separate in the material state, but when they are spiritually situated, there is no difference between them. This is called Advaita Siddhanta, the conclusion of the monists. Monists consider devotional service of the Lord to be material activity. Therefore, they consider such devotional activities to be the same as karma, or fruit of activity. This monistic mistake is a great stumbling block on the road to devotional service. Actually, this discussion between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda was a mock fight to serve as a great instruction for all devotees. Sri Nityananda Prabhu wanted to point out that Advaita Acharya, a pure devotee, did not agree with the monistic conclusion. The conclusion of devotional service is Vedanti Tat Tatva Vedas Tatva Myajnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramitmiti Bhagavaniti Sabhyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman Paramatma Bhagavan, from Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Absolute knowledge consists of Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. This conclusion is not the same as that of the monists. Sri Advaita Acharya was given the title of Acharya because he spread the bhakti cult, not the philosophy of monism. The true conclusion of Advaita Siddhanta, expressed at the very beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 1.3, is not the same as the philosophy of the monists. Here, Advaita Siddhanta means Advaya Gyan, oneness in variety. Actually, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was praising Srila Advaita Acharya through friendly mock fighting. He was giving the Vaishnava conclusion in terms of the Bhagavatam's conclusive words, Vedanti Tat Tatva Vidha. This is also the conclusion of a mantra in the Chandogya Upanishad, Ekam Eva Advidityam. A devotee knows that there is a oneness in diversity. The mantras of the Shastras do not support the monistic conclusions of the impersonalists, nor does Vaishnava philosophy accept impersonalism without variety. Brahman is the greatest, he who includes everything, and that is oneness. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Mata Parataram Nanyat, there is no one superior to Krishna himself. He is the original substance because every category emanates from him. Thus, he is simultaneously one with and different from all other categories. The Lord is always engaged in a variety of spiritual activities, but the monist cannot understand spiritual variety. The conclusion is that although the powerful and the power are one and the same, within the energy of the powerful, there are varieties. In those varieties, there is a distinction between the different parts of one's personal self, between types of the same category, and between types of different categories. In other words, there is always variety in the categories, which are understood as knowledge, the knower, and the knowable. Due to the eternal existence of knowledge, the knower and the knowable. Devotees everywhere know about the eternal existence of the form, name, qualities, pastimes, and entourage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees never agree with the monist's preaching of oneness. Unless one adheres to the conceptions of the knower, the knowable, and knowledge, there is no possibility of understanding spiritual variety, nor can one taste the transcendental bliss of spiritual variety. The philosophy of monism is an adjustment of the Buddhist philosophy of voidism. In a mock fight with Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was refuting this type of monistic philosophy. Vaishnavas certainly accept Lord Sri Krishna as the ultimate one, and that which is without Krishna is called Maya, or that which has no existence. External Maya is exhibited in two phases, Jiva Maya, the living entities, and Guna Maya, the material world. In the material world, there is Prakriti, material nature, and Pradhan, the ingredients of material nature. However, for one who becomes Krishna conscious, the distinction between material and spiritual varieties does not exist. An advanced devotee like Prahlad Maharaj sees everything as one, Krishna. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.4.37, Krishna graha grihitatma naveda jagat idrisam. One who is in full Krishna consciousness does not distinguish between things material and spiritual. He takes everything to be related to Krishna and therefore spiritual. By Advaita Jnana Darshan, Sri Advaita Acharya has glorified pure devotional service. Srila Nityananda Prabhu herein sarcastically condemns the philosophy of impersonal monas and praises the correct non-dual philosophy of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Continuing, Nityananda Prabhu continued, "You are such a monist, and now I am eating beside you. I do not know how my mind will be affected in this way." He says, "Hena tomara sange mora ekatre bhojana, na jani tomara sange kaitse hayamana." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sangat sanjayate kama, from Bhagavad Gita 2.62. One develops his consciousness according to society and association. As Srila Nityananda Prabhu admits, a devotee should be very careful when associating with those who are not devotees. When asked by a household of devotees what the behavior of a devotee should be, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, "Asat sanga tyag evaishnavachar. Stri Sange Ekasadu Krishna Vaktar," from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 2287. A Vaishnava, a devotee, should simply discard intimate association with non-devotees. In his Upadashyamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has described the symptoms of intimate relationship in this way. Dadati pratigranati guyamakyati prichati bhunte bojayate chaiva sadvidam pratilakshanam. The words bhunte bojayate indicate that one should eat with devotees. One should carefully avoid eating food offered by non-devotees. Indeed, a devotee should be very strict in not accepting food from a non-devotee, especially food prepared in restaurants or hotels or on airplanes. Srila Nityananda Prabhu's reference in this connection is meant to emphasize that one should avoid eating with Mayavadis and covert Mayavadis, like the Sahajiya Vaishnavas, who are materially affected. Continuing. Thus, they both went on talking and praising one another, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Acharya, although their praise appeared negative, for it appeared as if they were exchanged ill names. Therefore, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasadam as if sprinkling nectar. At that time, the mock fight between Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu became more and more delicious. After taking their lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood up and chanted the holy name of Hari. Bhojana kori ute sabha Hari dwani kori. Hari dwani utila sabha swaga motya bhari. And the resounding noise of their chanting the holy name of Hari filled all the upper and lower planetary systems. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all his devoted personal associates. The seven persons headed by Srupa Damodar, who were engaged in distributing prasadam to others, then took their meals within the room. Govinda saved some remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and kept them carefully. Later, one portion of these remnants was delivered to Haridas Thakur. The remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were later distributed among devotees who begged for them. And finally, Govinda personally took the last remnants. The fully independent personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. The pastime of washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple is but one of them. And we shall hear about another one very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.